This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. What is the greatest dua to say on one of the greatest days in the entire year? Allahu Akbar. Let me explain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, خير الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة. The best day to ever make dua to Allah is on the day of Arafah. That day, brothers and sisters, in which Islam was completed, that day, if we fast, Allah forgives the year that passed and the year that is coming. Allahu Akbar, the day of Arafah is the day that we all claimed La ilaha illallah and we affirmed that Allah is our Lord back in the day when we were just all souls, no bodies involved. Remarkable day. This day where your dua is accepted. But let's be very honest. I went to Hajj and I lived through different Arafah days, and you went as well to different Arafah days. And if you have not gone to Hajj, may Allah allow you to witness it, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and grant you an accepted Hajj. You realize there's so many hours in the day, and you may be making dua, and you're like, you know what, I had a good 10-minute dua asking Allah for things that I want. Then you feel bad, like, you know, there's like another 7 hours, like, what do I do in them? I may not have the same energy, and so on and so forth. But wallahi, this hadith brought me personally so much comfort and to many brothers and sisters, because we are human beings, and when you make dua, you can kind of only go so much in terms of energy and thought, exactly what you're looking for and things that you need. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the best day to make dua is the day of Arafah, and the best thing to say is like what I and the previous prophets have said. What is it, Ya Rasulullah? La ilaha illallah. There's no deity worthy of worship but Allah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. Allah is the one and only. He has no partners. Lahu al-mulk. He owns everything. Wa lahu al-hamd. All praise is due to Allah. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And He is able to do everything and anything. That's it. That's the line. Why am I sharing this introduction with you before? Because now when you're tired, or when you're in the car, or when you're about to nap, or you're about to go maybe have dinner, or right after, just repeat that dua. La ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd. Wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. When you praise Allah, you know what happens? Then Allah gives you that which is best for you. When you praise Allah, then you are stacking so many hasanat beyond perhaps your imagination. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Comment below this dua to help you memorize and make it part of the dua perhaps that you're saying. Share it with others to benefit. La ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum.